Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 5 of James chapter 1. But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But he must ask in faith, without any doubting. For the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For that person ought not to expect that he will receive anything from the Lord, being a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways.
At first glance, today's passage on wisdom doesn't seem related to trials. But James is actually continuing his thoughts from the previous three verses that we covered in yesterday's devotion. We need wisdom to know how to respond to suffering. For those of us who are believers, this means we should see trials from God's viewpoint and understand His purposes in allowing them in our life. If you want to profit from struggles, be sustained in them, and come through with joy, you must believe the Lord is in control. Your trial won't go beyond the boundaries He has set. He has a specific purpose for your suffering. This hardship will prove to be profitable if you submit to God and trust Him through it. Trying situations are opportunities for faith to prove genuine and grow stronger. When you endure suffering with unexplainable peace and joy, God will demonstrate His sustaining power to others. The Heavenly Father uses trials to produce Christ-like character, and God will walk with you through all difficulties. If you believe these principles, they will shape how you respond to painful challenges. This perspective eliminates the negative reactions normally elicited by trials and makes supernatural responses possible. Instead of feeling miserable and hopeless, you'll experience amazing peace and joy.